text? Good evening. I would like to call today's meeting of the City of Baker School Board to order. If there is a member of the public who would like to make a public comment regarding a particular item, we ask that you request a comment card from Ms. Dito. Ms. Dito, raise your hand and submit your comment to her with the agenda item noted on the comment card. Please be mindful that we will allow 3 minutes for each comment in order to give everyone who would like to make a comment an opportunity to do so. Now I will have roll call. Mrs. Perkins?
Here.
Mrs. Prophet?
Here.
Mrs. Joseph?
Here.
Ms. Butler?
Here.
Mrs. Burgess? Here. We have a quorum, and we will proceed with tonight's agenda. I would like to ask Ms. Perkins to do silent meditation and pledge of allegiance by Ms. Butler.
Would you please stand for the silent meditation?
Amen. Amen.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, ladies. The first agenda item is to adopt millage rates for 2023. Are there any public comments regarding adopting the millage rates for 2023. Councilman Young.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Good evening, board, superintendent. I just came just to talk a little bit about the millage. It may not even take 3 minutes. One of the first things I want to say is that I really looked at to see more of the faculty here. I really look to see more of the community here because of the importance of this right here. And I would suggest to the board, maybe since this is a renewal every year, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
That we would get some kind of way to get this out to the public, you know, to be held you guys accountable for this right here. Because, you know, I'm, as a council person, that's one of my pet peeves. And Ms. Butler knows, because she's one of my constituents, that I like to be held accountable. Because number one, I'm going to hold you accountable. Mm-hmm. You know, as my constituent, I'm going to hold you accountable. So it's an important deal, because this $300,000 or $400,000, and I hear that we have some board members that's struggling on how they're going to vote toward this right here. And see, that's one of the things I also have a problem with, because we have to educate the constituents the importance of this right here so they can hold you guys accountable. Because guess what they put you up there for? They put you up there to be held accountable. And I don't see no way in the world that anybody up there should be voting against this right here. Because number one, that's just like over there where I'm at. We have capital outlay that we have to renew every year. That's money coming into the city. Do you think you put me up there to turn that down? Come on now, we got to be real with this thing. We got to be big boys, big girls about this right here. It shouldn't be nobody up there struggling to turn down money to come in this school system. And that's my comment on that right there.
Thank you, Mr. Young. Any other public comment? I'll assume Mr. McCaskill.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You're welcome, sir. It's good to see you still here. It really is.
Come on, the land of the living.
That wisdom.
Yeah, thank you. Well, I just want to take my 3 minutes. First, let me say good evening to everybody. All the council members, all the school board members. Ms. Perkins, you all right this morning, today? Well, good, very good. I'm here to support the school board members and what they do. But I'm also here to express my feeling about some of the things that they should do. Now, we got this millage that's coming to the school system. As I understand it, it's money coming to the school system. We dearly need money. Why, and I want to listen to everybody, why wouldn't you support this? Somebody tell me, why wouldn't you support it? Ms. Joseph, start with you. If you decide, let me be a little bit more clear with that. I would like to hear from each one of the school board members as to what they think about the school millage and why they are either going to support it or why they won't support it. Let's start with you, Ms. Joseph, if you don't mind, please.
I'm going to say what I have to say when it comes back to the board.
Okay. All right. Monique?
I'm in an agreement with her, Mr. McCaskill, once we take our vote. But I wouldn't turn down money coming into the school system that's helping the kids.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Ms. Jones, that's not the process the way to go.
Right. We're going to have each board member before the vote.
Okay, if I'm out of order, I apologize.
No problem.
Okay. Well, let me ask the attorney. Can you explain to me what to the rest of us what it entails in the millage? What is it? Can you tell me about it, please?
Mr. McCaskill,
yes, sir.
Comment. The public is allowed to express their views.
Yes, sir.
To the next person that has to make
comments.
Okay. And from there, the process will then be the board to take a motion as to their opinion and their viewpoint on that motion. They may have Mr. Stewart provide some additional explanation.
Yeah, I understand that. But, you know, it's hard to express your views if you don't really understand what it is.
Mr. McCaskill,
yes, they're going to tell you.
3 minutes.
In a few minutes. They're going to tell you.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Any other public comment? Okay. Are there any comments from any board members? I'll start with Ms. Butler.
I don't have any. I just said what I said.
Ms. Perkins?
I have looked over the millage. I've talked to people who are very knowledgeable about the millage, and I have talked to my constituents, and I agree we all should be held accountable. And the city of Baker school system should also be held accountable. And I will reflect that in my vote.
Mrs. Prophet?
No, Like I say, I wouldn't turn down the money. I understand that we don't get the 4-1 vote. The results in it, what we'll be losing out, is right here written in paper. But we'll just go from there and decide, see what happens when everybody get ready to vote for it.
Any other board member comments? Mrs. Joseph?
My comment is, first of all, when I became a board member, I vowed to vote my conscience. I have requested information from A to Z on information here, not just about the millage, but about across the board. I have not gotten. So I went a step further, and I went down and did some research. We are not sending money back, and we are not losing money by not voting for the millage, Mr. McCaskill. Simply put this way, the way the money is being spent, I do not agree with. So I'm going to vote my conscience. There are a number of things that I disagree with, but I'm one person. I'm going to do my research, and to the best of my ability, I'm going to vote in a way that will move Baker, the community, and the school system forward, to the best of my ability. I've heard all kinds of things about Ms. Joseph don't like this, Ms. Joseph don't. I have to do research in order to get answers, and that's what I'm doing. I'm still in the process of waiting for answers. Don't have them. But I'm going to vote the best that I can vote to move the school system and the city forward.
I have something to say, a remark behind that one. I agree with Ms. Joseph, but what she's saying about how the money been spent, we all just got in office in January. So this has been going on, whatever, for the money being spent, has been going on for quite a few years. If it's not being spent right, it's just not having started in January or February. This is our fourth month in office?
Fifth
month? Okay. Already. Okay. So we're going to have to be held accountable after now. We can't be held accountable for last year, a year before last, for what other ones done with the money. And by us being board members, we're just going to have to follow up and do our study. And I do understand what this millage counts on, so.
And it's my understanding that this is not a new tax. This is just a roll forward of what was already passed by the citizens in Baker. And moving that forward, protecting instruction, protecting certified teachers, protecting knowledgeable staff is very important in the decision we have to make tonight. I would like to ask Mrs. Stewart if she would come and read the resolution. Okay.
I'm going to attempt to explain it because Mr. McCaskill asked for an explanation of it. So I'm going to do my best, Mr. McCaskill. So this is not something that's new in school districts. Most school districts around the country rely on local real estate taxes to fund part of their portion of funding for a school district. Every so often there's a reassessment of homes in the community. And so if that reassessment goes up, what most states do is they hold districts at a certain amount of revenue. And so if the assessment goes up, that means that the revenue can possibly go up because there's been a reassessment. So the board has to actually vote to hold those millage rates where they've been to capture that new assessment. And so if the board does not vote to hold those millage rates the same, then they will drop to hold the revenue harmless from the previous year. That's my best understanding of how to explain it to you.
Okay.
Good evening, Madam President, Madam Vice President, members of the board, Mr. Stroder, and everyone in attendance. Okay, I was going to explain a little bit of the millage, but Mr. Stroder did it for me, so that part is taken care of. So I read the resolution. Be it resolved that the following millages are hereby levied on the 2023 tax roll on all property subject to taxation by City of Baker School Board. The millages that you will be adopting or choose not to, whichever, is constitutional millage for 5 mills, special school maintenance, voter approved millage, 38.20 mills. Be it further resolved that the proper administrative officials of the parish of East Baton Rouge, State of Louisiana, by and they are hereby empowered, authorized, and directed to spread said taxes as here and above set forth upon the assessment roll of said parish for the year 2023, and to make the collection of the taxes imposed for and on behalf of the taxing authority according to law, and that the taxes herein levied shall become a permanent lien and privilege on all property subject to taxation as herein set forth, and collection thereof shall be enforceable in the manner provided by law. And so we will have a roll call vote. Ms. Perkins?
No.
Prophet?
Yes.
Butler?
Yes.
Joseph?
No.
Burgess?
Before I vote, I just want to say that with us, with this not being supported the way it should be supported, we are forfeiting children instruction. We are forfeiting certified teachers in this community. That is the main objective here. If you don't agree with how things are being done, consider this next year or something. But as of right now, I'm very disappointed that those of us who say we want to do what is best for children of Baker.
And they're not alive.
My vote is yes. And I wished that we had, that we, that it could just be three.
Yeah, and the community needs to be aware that the difference in this vote was about $300,000 for the district. So that's $300,000 we won't be able to capture next year.
I don't think this has ever been done in the city of Baker.
First time.
Something to be done about that, because we all need to put our personal issues aside and think about the children of Baker. This is a sad day for our city. And you all acting just like the city council act. So really, they did no justice in putting y'all in the seat to move our city forward. So y'all are not about our people. Really not. And I don't know nothing else that we could say to help this situation. I might be out of line, but y'all need to come together. Y'all is a board up there. You act just like the city council. You ain't gonna never get nothing done in Baker. And you're mad because this here man has came here and trying to do something. Look at them. And I probably shouldn't even be saying it. But let me say this here, and I'm finna go. 66 children graduated. 67. And 3 years ago, 95 students, when I came on the school board, graduated. The next year, 75 graduated. It wasn't going up. Y'all all mad because Ms. Perry is not sitting in that seat. That is not right. Y'all too need to stop.
Thank you, Miss. Thank you, Councilwoman.
May I say something further?
We have to go on with the meeting. Thank you.
May I say something further? Okay, to yes. The two board members that voted no, is there any additional information that you all need in regards to the millage? Or is there anything else that you need to see? I provided information from our last two millage adoptions that was in your board packet. Those are the same documents that we used last year. The same document that we used last year is the same document that we're voting on today. As far as the way the money was used, the way the money is used was approved in the budget. Our millage supports our ad valorem taxes. Our ad valorem taxes support teacher salaries and the renovation and building of the new high school. Without that money, we fail to even continue to the construction on the high school. So as far as we're not going to lose any money, that is not true. I've been doing this for 20 years, and I'm telling you that that is not true.
All I'm going to say is this. We need to be honest with the public about everything,
public,
not just something,
do you
everything.
All need any clarification on anything? The community, some of the members of the community is here. If they have a question, here's the comment.
Everybody that has questions and making comments in the community are not here.
Well,
I agree with you. I agree.
So,
we are.
I think Coach Harris
go ahead with
has something to say.
What happened?
Coach Harris.
Oh, he's got a question, Mr. Harris. Okay, I got a question. Get to the next thing with this meeting. What if into, but they got a question.
I'm going to have to allow comments after the vote has already been taken. And so I'm going to have to allow comments for the next agenda item. Consideration and approval of the City of Baker, the motion carries for not adopting the millage rates for 2023. Agenda item 2, consideration and approval of the City of Baker system. Okay. Consideration and approval of the City of Baker School System Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook and Discipline Policy for the 2023-2024 school year. Are there any other any public comments? Mr. Robert Young. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. I just want to say before that this is an older version of the handbook that's in the packet. We made some changes at the last meeting, and so on page 36, the change that we made was in regards to fighting, and the change that we made was beginning in the 2023-24 school year, City of Baker is instituting a new fighting policy. Students who are fighting on campus may, we changed will to may be referred. And I want to talk for just a second about the philosophy behind what we're doing here. I currently have a committee that's actually working, going out and looking at some programs within the East Baton Rouge area because we don't feel like our alternative learning program is a successful program. We just end up babysitting kids. And so one of our biggest issues has been fighting. I had a meeting with the Recovery Outreach Center a couple of days ago. I've been wanting to bring a school-based therapist to the campuses to kind of help support these students that are at risk. And the Recovery Outreach Center is offering to place therapists at no charge to the district at all of our schools. And in some cases, maybe two therapists at a school where there's a large number of students. So we're really hoping to use that program to help, you know, try to educate our at-risk students and parents that the behavior that's being exhibited is not accepted, and not only that, but try to give them some resources to change that behavior. So we changed it to May because what we're wanting, they're also researching some conflict resolution therapists. So what we're really wanting to do with this policy, this specific policy right here, is make it up to 30 days. It may be 30 days, but it's going to depend on the student and their parent completing a conflict resolution class. And so depending on how long it takes them to complete that class, that student will, if they complete it in 5 days, 10 days, you know, we're going to let that student come back to campus and reset. And then there's, if it's a second offense, then it'll start to get steeper from that point. But really what we're wanting to do here, and we just don't, for lack of time, we have to get a handbook passed because we have to print it. The big change that we made was we're changing will to may.
Okay, Mr. Young.
I'm really so disappointed. I just don't know where to begin at. But, you know, one of the first things I told you all as a board, at least I asked you all as a board, before y'all start making any decisions, go out there and talk to the staff and see what they need. Because I hear some of the same board members just having a problem with the way the discipline is going to be handed out. But you need to go talk to the staff and see what they need. Because I'm in the community. I don't have to go out there looking for no research or nothing like that. Because let me tell you something. They are saying that you got some good parents out there saying, hey, if we don't get some discipline in this school system, my child will not be in Baker school system next year. So I don't see where it should be any problem if you got to step up the discipline. Because Baker ain't nothing but a dumping ground. You know what it is? What I mean by that? It's a dumping ground for kids that are getting put out of school elsewhere and coming up here. Or go to Baker. We're going to be all right there. So y'all can sit around here and act like this is a game. This ain't no game right here. You need to talk to these faculty and see what's going on. Don't do no research. And you can't go out of dynamics by how it used to be, how kids used to be. I used to be in the school system, matter of fact, for 20 years. Guess what? The kids now is a whole different dynamic. You wanna talk about letting them have the cell phone? Just go around to that school and see how they use the cell phone against the faculty. Go ahead. Just go do it. Because I'm there every other day, and I see the fights. I see the things, how they manipulate the faculty. So, you know, before you go against anything like that, start doing your research on something like that. But I had 4 kids that went through this system, came out of my house. So I'm not just talking up here just because I'm a taxpayer or something of that nature. And guess what? My kids love this school system. Now, see, if you close your eyes, see, I want y'all to do this right here. You ain't got to do it now. Close your eyes and say, guess what? Boom, system failed because of lack of money or whatever.
Thank you, Mr.
And I was the cause of that.
Thank you. Claude Coleman. Excuse me.
How y'all doing this evening?
Good evening.
I'm Mr. Coleman, Dean of Students at Baker Middle School. This is my first board meeting. I usually only attend board meetings because I don't like to get caught up in politics, but you know, that we can do things, and I was excited by coming because I know we can move this district with no extra funding, because lack of funding will only sink us even further. But, you know, you guys have the opportunity to do something special, but, you know, turning down funding, you know, that only puts you behind the eight ball even more. You know, and I was excited by coming, but, you know, if it's for the kids, you know, that's what... If it's for the kids, why not? And it's on you all watch. You know, y'all have a new board, basically in a new superintendent. If y'all do something special, that's what the community want to see. They don't want to see nobody fighting against each other and a separated board. We need to come together. And it's about time that we start putting kids first. And any personal thing that someone has against somebody, y'all know it's a higher power. Y'all got to answer to the man upstairs. And even with the handbook, you know, the student handbook, you know, I agree with what is put in place due to the fact I'm at the school. I know how it gets. I know how some of the parents come over there, want to jump on the staff. I know the manipulation from the cell phone that the kids talking about meet me in the bathroom and all that. Let's hook. And the teacher has no idea, but they passing messages through social media. So we have to look at all those things. But I think, you know, like I said, this is my first board meeting. I was excited about coming because I said we got a new board. We can get things done. The money, if it's not hurting the taxpayers, if it's not hurting, why not? I just don't understand it, you know, because we're not even giving ourselves a chance. Give yourself a chance. It's a new board. You have a new superintendent acting, and you guys have a chance to do something special. But if we want to take the seat just to fight against somebody, you know, that's the wrong idea. Y'all have a chance to move this district. And like she was saying in the past, the money wasn't spent right. Okay, that's not on y'all watch. But y'all have an opportunity now to make sure things get done, so why not? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Coleman. Mr. Charles Harris.
Good evening. How's everybody doing? I'm Coach Harris. I coach at the high school and also assist with discipline. I've been in Baker about 17 years now, and the last time I got before Mike, I got in a little trouble behind it because I spoke with my heart, and my heart is in this community. I'm not from this community. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, but I've been here so long that I've just adopted the community. But I don't think this community is ready for change, and I'm going to be honest. I'm tired of treading water. I'm the type of individual that likes to swim. And if we're going to continue to tread water, then we're just wasting everybody's time. And we have to make a decision because the last time I said this, we were in the same situation we're in now. Until we get some people on the board that has children and or grandchildren in this system, we're going to continue to tread water. Because in my personal opinion, we don't have a vested interest in non-children, in no child in this community. Because if you don't trust this system enough to send your own children and our grandchildren, then what are we doing? We are wasting our time. So that's all I want to say. Good luck with this deal, but we'll continue to do the same things. I said the same thing 10 years ago, and we're still in the same place.
Thank you, Mr. Harris. Dr. Russell.
Good evening. My name is Dr. Russell. I am the principal at Baker High School. This is really disheartening for me as an educator. And just as Coach Harris says, I'm not from this community, but I have been here since 2006. I even had a child to graduate from Baker High School as well, and who taught in the system. My thought is this. They say the millage is for salaries. I've been in administration for a while, and I know this is what happens. We end up at the end because we have all of these other neighboring districts around us that pay so much more. We're second to last in our neighboring districts. People always go to those districts first. This is a marketable profession now. It's not like, okay, I'm gonna go where I need to go. It's marketable. They can go anywhere. We end up with what's left or what they can get, so we're filling positions. Now, I understand that you're saying something's happened with the money before, but you all on the new board, you all are gonna be the ones managing the funds. So it's up to you to start now to manage those funds. You know, we can't look at, if they were managed before differently, then let's manage them correctly this time. But we have to take into consideration that I think we have a little over 55 or 56% of certified people in the entire district. On my campus, there's 10 certified people, which includes myself. 10 certified people. So what I'm saying is, if we want to get the highly qualified and certified people, we have to do something different. We can't keep doing things the old way and expecting different results. We have to be able to do things differently so that we can move forward. And I know one thing that's going to happen, and I can feel it in my spirit, and I know people are going to begin to leave. Our certified people are going to begin to leave again. There will be an exodus of certified people because we know that things are increasing in, you know, groceries are increasing. Everything's increasing. Gas is increasing. And we cannot fund salaries in our district. You know, that's going to cause us an issue. And again, as far as, I know I have 30 seconds left, as far as the students in our community, we are a transient community. When I came here in 2006, the majority of the people who lived in Baker were homeowners. Now those people have exited the city of Baker, and they are renters now. So the majority of our kids are coming from the inner schools. As Coach said before, they're coming in from the inner school, they've been expelled from other places, and we are the place that they come to. And we accept them because they live in our district. So,
thank you,
you know,
Dr. Russell.
But thank you very
thank
much.
You. Thank you. Ms. Como?
Good evening. I am Ms. Como. I'm principal at Baker Heights Elementary School. I'll jump straight to item agenda number 2. If this does not pass, we will lose teachers. There's no other way to say it. I am at the elementary school, and when I did a survey of my students, I mean of my teachers, that said, do you intend to stay? Yes, 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 yes. If you do not stay, what is the number one reason you will not return? I gave a drop-down menu of salary, discipline, I don't know, I think I said something like infrastructure, like would you leave because our school not new? Discipline, hands down. That's why everybody said they would leave. Discipline. And it is because we do not have a proper cycle of discipline. So things happen, the same exact children end up back in the classroom the very next day because there is no cycle of discipline. The only question the parents ask is, can they get on the bus and can they come to school tomorrow? And what happens is, if it was your child or my child who was in a class of 25, 26, 30 kids, and it's two kids in there that's completely shutting down instruction, and you don't know what I'm talking about because you've never seen a second grader have a complete fit in a classroom and shut down the entire classroom, then as we're attempting to remove them, shut down an entire hallway, and it takes 4 or 5 people, because you can't, because all you can do is try to restrain them. And you call in number after number after number after number after number. Every number is disconnected. The parents say they can't come get them. If we don't have a proper cycle of discipline and somebody is held accountable, somebody is held accountable, then guess what? We don't even need to worry about what everybody else is talking about, because the district is not going to exist anyway, because we're going to lose the good kids that we have. And I had this conversation with somebody outside our pre-K graduation. Our fifth graders are leaving, and they're gonna skip over because of discipline. It's nothing else. People have no faith. People have no faith in what we're doing, and that starts with how we present ourselves, and that's first having an orderly, unruly, non-chaotic place for a child to learn. And that's what I want for my child. And I know that's what every other person wants for theirs. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Como. Are there any comments from board members about agenda item number 2? Okay, hearing no other comments from the public, are other school board members, may I get a motion for the consideration and approval of the City of Baker School System Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook and Discipline Policy for the year 2023-2024.
I motion in consideration and approval of the City of Baker School System Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook and Discipline Policy for the 23-24 school year.
May I get a second?
Second.
I have a first and a second for the consideration and approval of the City of Baker School System Students' Rights and Responsibilities Handbook and Discipline Policy for the 2023-2024 school year. The board will now vote via roll call. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
I'm going to vote yes because I heard something disturbing. We talk about Baker being a dumping ground. There's a reason when children come to Baker and stay, if they should not be here. That was my job. If a child is in another district and get expelled, they should not be allowed to come to Baker and stay. But that becomes the job of the child welfare and attendance supervisor. They are required to go out, make sure that child lives in the community, and then they should be allowed to come. That's a law. But if they stay and they are not citizens of not citizens in the community or city of Baker, they are not supposed to be in Baker school system. So that's a flaw with us, because the child welfare and attendance person is not doing their job, whoever that is or whoever is in that seat. Because, again, they should not be expelled from one district and allowed to go to another district and stay there. So I'm going to vote yes with the changes, the proposed changes that are there. But that should be a child welfare and attendance job.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of the City of Baker School System Student Rights and Responsibilities Handbook and Discipline Policy for the 2023-2024 school year.
Excuse me, I have a question, please, to the attorney. Since this millage didn't pass, how can we, okay, although we just, they have it now where no kids are allowed to go to Baker School unless they reside in Baker. Now, we're going to need kids for whatever we could get more kids to come into Baker. How do that work? I'm just asking, is that correct? Some of the other schools that they don't live in Central, they got their own school Central City, but kids from Baker could go to Central? How that work?
Your residency, your address that you enroll with school determines where your eligibility is.
Okay.
So only those parents that are the custodial parent, the domiciliary custodial parent of a child, that address of that person is what is determined where you're to enroll in school.
Okay.
Okay. Any more questions?
Ms. Jones.
I would like to see us as board members, whatever your passion is, and if it adds value to this district, I would encourage you to do that. Instead of, I don't want to use the word finding fault, but what I want to say is focusing negative energy. Although we have to be accountable, but first we must be accountable to ourselves. And so if there's something that you know, board members, that can add value to this district or any community person that can add value to this district, that's what I encourage you to bring here. Bring something delicious to the table. Bring something that we can all partake of, that when you see a face of a child or a teacher that's happy doing her job, when you see that, that makes you happy. And that's what I think we need to focus on as a board. We need to find whatever we are passionate about and bring that to the table. I can work with anybody, but I would challenge each board member for one thing that you can bring in a positive manner to this system that will add value to our children and our teachers. Agenda item number 3, consideration and approval of campus consolidation. Are there any public comments regarding the consideration and approval of campus consolidations? Looks like there's going to be one. Thank you. Dr. Matthews.
Good evening to our board president, vice president, our board members, Superintendent Schroeder, and each of us assembled today. I am the proud principal of Park Ridge Academic Magnet School, and I'm so excited to see many of my colleagues at this board meeting, and also those colleagues who are being vocal and speaking out. Again, at Park Ridge, it's a very special campus, not because it's a magnet school, but because it is a kindergarten through eighth grade campus. We don't have as many students as the other campuses, but we do have a more diverse population of students that campus consolidation would affect. And so with your consideration of whether you vote yay or nay, I ask that you simply consider at least 3 things, and that would be safety, academics, and school culture. When we speak of safety, we're referring to not just the safety of our students in the hallways, but also campus infrastructure. Safety and security, of course. For academics, in your consolidation regards, think about teacher retention and instructional quality that may benefit or suffer. And in terms of culture, student rights and responsibilities, and also the organizational structure of City of Baker School System. So I would like a copy of the cost per campus chart because I do not and have not had access to that at the moment. So I'm not sure if this decision has any weight, favorable or not, considering the failure to adopt millage rates for 2023-24. However, I encourage you to keep our students in your foresight and keep our students in your hindsight in whichever way you vote, and the consequential actions that will take place as a result of your vote. I now have the most support I have ever had as a school principal or employee in the City of Baker school system under the leadership and guidance of Mr. Schroeder. And I also have an open door policy on my campus. And so I feel empowered to say at this time, if you have any questions regarding our campus operations, the academics and its status, please do find time in your busy schedule to come and have that conversation. And I ask that when you share what you've learned, that you always share the brightest side. Don't suggest the lackluster qualities of the school system.
Right.
Please don't share incompetence of the staff who stayed regardless. Because as I look out, we all could be doing other things, especially with it being summertime. So I commend my colleagues for being here as well. And I ask for your best consideration in moving the district forward while we have time. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Matthews. Any other comments? Any comments?
So there's a couple of things I want to show you first, just for background information. I showed this chart at the workshop, and I've actually added some things to it. So this is a kind of a historical snapshot of the district all the way back to 2012. So the MFP count is the number of students, the teacher FTEs, that's the number of teachers, the student-teacher ratio for that year, the letter grade for that year. I have the revenue of the general fund broken out into its separate categories. So the ad valorem is the millage. Did I state that correctly, Ms. Stewart? Yes. The ad valorem tax. That's what the millage determines. Sales and use tax, that is East Baton Rouge sales tax. So all of the schools that are within East Baton Rouge, there's a formula that EBR uses to determine, you know, the funding that goes to the campuses, so that the district, so that's Baker's share of East Baton Rouge sales tax. transportation's from the state, and then you have your MFP funding sources down below that, okay? The total general fund is the total revenue for the general fund only, okay? And I want to talk just for a minute about unassigned fund balance. So the unassigned fund balance is money that the district has at the end of the year that is not assigned to any other debt, any other fund. That is monies that the district has that they can use for capital projects or basically whatever they choose to use it for because it's unassigned. So if you look back in 2012, the unassigned fund balance actually represents the health, the financial health of the district. So if you look back to 2012, the unassigned fund balance was $9.5 million. And I don't have an exact number, but it looks like that was probably about 4 to 5 months operating revenue for the district at that time because the teacher count was higher and the MFP count was higher. Okay, so if you look from 2012 to 2015, what you see happen is you see the fund balance drop, and then in 2015, the district actually had a negative fund balance. This is the first time I've ever seen that in a district. I've never seen a negative fund balance before in a district, but the district, Baker had one in 2015. And you can see what the student-teacher ratio is. If you remember at the workshop, I talked about this sweet spot that a district operates at. And so typically the majority of your personnel in a school are your teachers, the instructional staff. So that's why districts look at student-teacher ratios. So there's a sweet spot that a district can operate at, and usually for a lot of districts, that's between 18 and 22 students. Most districts can balance their budgets when they have a student-teacher ratio between 18 and 22. But because Baker has such a higher percentage of at-risk students, we get a higher formula from the state. So it allows Baker to operate at a little less, and what I'm finding for Baker is that's probably somewhere between 16 and 20. But what you see happen in 2016 is there was an adjustment and they took their student teacher ratio up to 19 to 1. So they were able to add not quite $1 million. They went from negative 900 to 636,000, so they actually recovered some of their fund balance. The next year they went to 22, the next year they went to 20. Because that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to recover their fund balance. The recommendation from the state and from the auditors is that a district carry enough money in their unassigned fund balance so that if all revenue were to cease, the district could run for 6 months with no revenue coming in. So for Baker, that's about $9 million. $9 million currently would allow us to run for 6 months if all revenue were to cease. So you can see in 2019, it dropped back down to 13 to 1, and it's just kind of hovered there ever since. But you also see the fund balance go up. So there is two anomalous years in here that is different from the previous 10 years as far as sales tax. So the district had been collecting about $3.5 million in sales tax up until 2021, and then there was almost a $2 million jump in sales tax in 2021, and there was also a jump again in 2022. I don't have enough economic sense to tell you what caused that within East Baton Rouge's economy. I'm not an economist, I'm an educator. So I don't know what caused that. What I do know is until you see that stay there for several years, you have to project conservatively on that sales tax revenue. So one of the things that I've done is I've dropped that $4.9 million back to about $4.2 million, thinking that it's going to go back down, but I don't know that for certain. Projecting budgets is your best guess. But you see the district's fund balance go up. So there was a combination of sales tax increases and COVID monies that allowed the district to actually recover that fund balance. What I can tell you is that we only have one more year of COVID monies left. And if the district continues to operate at a 12-13-1 ratio, what you will see happen is you will see happen right back here that happened in 12 through 15, you'll see your fund balance start to deplete. So you have to get to a level, a good solid financial level, to operate a balanced budget. Okay. The next chart I want to show you is this chart, which is expenditures by site. And Dr. Matthews, this will be the agenda will be posted on the website on Monday, so you'll have this information. Okay. So currently in the general fund, $1.6 million is budgeted to Baker Heights. There's 314 students at Baker Heights. That's a cost per student of $5,155 per student. So you can see the amounts at each campus there. Baker High is 1.9. They're at 5,500 per student. Baker Middle is at almost a million. They're at 6,094 per student. And Park Ridge is about half a million. And they're at 4,436. This is general fund only. Your federal funds and title monies increase that number, but this is looking only at general fund. You can also see the current student-teacher ratios there for Baker Heights, Baker High, Baker Middle, and Park Ridge. So Baker Heights is at a 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. Baker High is at a almost 13-to-1 student-teacher ratio. Baker Middle is at a 12.5-to-1, and Park Ridge is at a 10-to-1. Then these are the projections for next year, the counts looking forward to next year. So what I'm proposing with this campus consolidation is twofold. This isn't the only thing we have to do, but I'm proposing that the district move back to a 16-to-1 student-teacher ratio in preparation for losing those COVID monies next year. I'm not recommending closing a campus. I do not want to do away with the site codes at those campuses. So we have four campuses, and we have four site codes with each of those campuses with the Department of Education. I am not proposing doing away with those site codes, because if enrollment starts to grow again, then you would expand back out and make use of your campuses at that point. But what I'm proposing is a financial decision to consolidate, get back to a 16-to-1, and then let's focus on two things: maintaining where you're at financially and getting to a place where you can balance your budget on a yearly basis.
Mm-hmm. Any other board members have comments?
I have a comment.
Mrs. Joseph.
A couple of comments. Let me first clear something else up. First of all, I'm not angry with anyone. I heard that statement made. I don't know anybody to be angry with. I'm passionate about the decisions that I have to make. I'm pro-education, unlike some other board members that are pro-charter. That's why I say be honest. Let's be honest and upfront and open about everything. And I can show you in writing, but I won't do that tonight. I'm not talking about previous spending. I'm talking about proposed spending, Mr. Stroder's proposal that I looked at. I'm all for teachers getting a raise. Don't get it wrong. I'm all for teachers getting a raise. Unlike getting a raise this year, and when this year ends, we're in the unemployment line. Now, I'm just going to be honest with you, because the funding source is not there to support it. Right now, if you've been looking at the news, EBR superintendent, we're going to give the teachers this raise and that raise. And guess what? He's all over the place looking for another job. And the board members are saying, we're not going to even talk about and having you back because you promised some raises and it didn't happen. If we don't have the funding source to promote, to propose this and have it, you know, have it go, why even put this out in the atmosphere and have people thinking one thing? I heard we're going to lay off teachers and we're going to give this group of teachers a raise. So what happens to the teachers that you lay off? Because they have families too. I'm looking at the whole picture, not just part. And let me say this. I have asked for records, past records and present records. And guess what? Can't get it because I want to be informed. I want to know what it is. I'm in awe because I'm having to have to look up information myself when I should be able to just go to the board and get it and make a decision. That's not happening. Let's be honest. Let's put it all on the table tonight. You want to know why I vote like I vote? I'm going to vote my conscience because what happens is this. I asked this question. I said, when you close this campus, where does the teachers go? One time I heard, oh, they're going to follow the children. Where does the administrator go? One time we're going to lay some administrators off. Then I heard the administrator go with the children. I need some concrete answers and truthful answers. Then I can vote with no problem. And I'm just being honest with everybody tonight. I'm not anti anything. I want everything to pass. I want us to get along. I want all of that, but not at the expense of educating children, not at the expense of hurting parents and families. I'm not. And I'm going to vote my conscience. Some people, do a recall. When you find out, when all the cards are on the table and you find out, you know what you're going to say? Ms. Joseph knew what she was talking about. I'm getting my research done. I've been to the Attorney General's office. I've been to the Ethnic Board. I've done it all. And I've sent things to Mr. Stroder. And I'm getting one answer this time, another answer. It's like, we're not together. Just give me what I'm asking for so I can vote my conscience. That's all I'm saying. And I want the public to know why I'm voting. Don't have here the information and, she voted against this. No, there's a reason why I'm voting against it. I'm for all teachers. I'm an educator. 43 years. I know what you're doing. I know what the children are doing. I'm with you 100%, but I will not be for you getting a raise today and then next year we're looking for the money to find it and then tell you, oh, no, we don't have it. We can't give it to you. Which do you want? Do you want it up front? The truth? And let's get it and be done with it? Or do you want us to lie to you and then me vote with everybody else that's saying one thing and doing something else?
Thank you, Mrs. Joseph.
I'm gonna respond since you asked me to be honest.
Yeah.
So the information that you've requested is in my office. I've told you that you can come and inspect that information, which you have chose not to do. You're asking me to violate board policy by just giving you this information, which I will not do. And if the board needs to change their policy, that's a discussion for the board. But you will not catch me violating school board policy.
I've never asked you to violate.
I let you talk. It's my turn.
Yeah, if you tell the truth.
So the second thing is we're not EBR. I will not present a budget that cannot be sustained. I figured out ahead of time, before I ran a news article, how this proposal was going to be sustained, and I would not have run that article on it if it could not, unlike EBR. So I will show you on paper, hard and fast, at the next board meeting, exactly how this can be sustained.
You said that you had records in your office after you sent me
board members, Mr. Stroder.
Documents to pay for it.
This is a conversation that should be had outside of this board meeting. If the two of you have had this conversation and you've not settled on anything yet, then you need to continue to have it until you settle on something. But we will not bring personal attacks. We will not do that in this meeting. Any other board members? Okay, the board will now vote. The board will now make a motion. I need a motion for consideration and approval of campus consolidation.
Sorry. Oh, my God. I motion in consideration and approval of campus consolidations.
I need a second.
I second with a statement.
Thank you. The board will now vote via roll call on the consideration and approval of campus consolidations. Mrs. Perkins?
No.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
No.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the consideration and approval of campus consolidations. Next agenda item, number four, approval of settlement in the matter entitled Alice Dale Cunningham versus the City of Baker School Board, Baker Heights Elementary School, Candace Bailey, John Doe Langston, ABC Insurance Company, and XYZ Insurance Company, docket number 695021. This is a discussion that we can have if the board chooses to go into executive session, or we can ask the attorney to kind of explain a little bit about this, and we can go ahead and call for comment, public comment, and board comments, and we can further vote on this situation. Mr. DeQueer.
Sure. This is a pending lawsuit in the 19th Judicial District Court here in Baton Rouge involving an incident that occurred at Baker Heights Elementary School. Short of that, if the board wants additional information about it, we can go into executive session, but the motion is to approve a settlement in the amount of $10,000.
And who will pay for the settlement?
Baker has insurance that would pay for it, and I believe they will pay for it in this one. There's a $25,000 retention. Not 100% on whether or not the retention had been met.
So the City of Baker has insurance that takes care of things like this, and it doesn't come out of the system's funding.
It's no different than paying the deductible on a car accident, so you have to pay the first amount. And the first amount for the City of Baker School is $25,000 for its retention.
Excellent. Okay. So it's being taken care of by an insurance company, not the system.
What year was this incident?
Well, that's something that would
go in. Okay. I'm just asking because while it's being a new board, look like we're taking on the other board. So
sometimes that happens.
Okay.
This is contingent liability that exists between boards in the form of lawsuits.
Exactly.
Okay.
Are there any public comments regarding the approval of settlement in the matter entitled Alice Dale Cunningham versus City of Baker Schools, Baker Heights Elementary School, Candace Bailey, John Doe Langston, ABC Insurance Company, and XYZ Insurance Company, docket number 695021. Are there any comments from board members? Okay. Hearing no comments from the public or other board members, may I get a motion for the approval of settlement in the matter entitled Alice Dale Cunningham versus the City of Baker School Board, Baker Heights Elementary School, Candace Bailey, John Doe Langston, ABC Insurance Company, and XYZ Insurance Company. That's an actual insurance company, correct? XYZ.
Go ahead.
Docket number 695021. May I get a motion for the approval?
Motion to move to approve settlement in the matter entitled Alice Dale Cunningham versus City of Baker School Board, Baker Heights Elementary School, Candace Bailey, John Doe Langston, ABC Insurance Company, and XYZ Insurance Company. Docket number 695021.
May I get a second? Okay. A motion was made by Ms. Butler and a second by Ms. Joseph. The board will now vote. Mrs. Perkins?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
And Mrs. Burgess? Yes. The motion carries for the approval of the settlement in the matter entitled Alice Dale Cunningham versus City of Baker School Board, Baker Heights Elementary School, Candace Bailey, John Doe Langston, ABC Insurance Company, and XYZ Insurance Company, docket number 695021. The next school board meeting will be our regular school board meeting. It will be held June 6, 2023 at 6 p.m. May I get a motion for the adjournment of this meeting?
Can I say something real quick?
Sure. I'll just give you a heads up, the next meeting after that in July is on July 4th, so the board needs to be thinking about some dates that will work for them ahead of the June meeting. Yeah, okay, thank you, Mr. Schroeder. Will do.
Okay, I have a question, please. I know we got that millage voted in already. Everybody considered their votes. But before this meeting's adjourned, is it possible anyone could, I don't know. I'm just full. I just have to pray. Has anything can change anybody's hearts tonight? Because we really needed that millage to try to get these raises. And but God can make a way. Either way it go, he'll make a way.
Mrs. Perkins, would you like to change your vote?
No.
Mrs. Joseph? Okay. There you have it. May I get a motion for adjournment of the meeting? May I get a second?
Second.
Mrs. Perkins, to adjourn, yes or no?
Yes.
Mrs. Prophet?
Yes.
Mrs. Joseph?
Yes.
Ms. Butler?
Yes.
Mrs. Burgess? Yes. Thank you all for coming. And God bless the City of Baker School System.